I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Sonny.
Adam, it's Chad Andrews, Troy Rink in today for Mike and Stink, and we appreciate the time as always. I'm going to start with, you know, we all get into this business. We all like to cover the games and the great players and the amazing athletes and the action and the drama on the field, but that's not always the case, obviously, especially, you know, with the level you are now operating at ESPN. Can you just walk us through a little bit Monday night when the news starts to come down and the reporting that you're getting, knowing that you're going to have to go on the air on Monday Night Football and deliver news about someone you've known for a long time, have covered for a long time, and the messaging is, you know, more than likely going to end that person's career. Can you walk us through what that was like for you?
Well, it's a good question, Chad, and I appreciate it. Now, what I would say is this, that, you know, shortly before the show, I got a call that said that Raiders owner Mark Davis had been sent a slew of other additional emails that John Gruden had sent, and that there were all sorts of damaging messages in there. I didn't know the contents of the messages, but that the NFL was waiting for the Raiders to make a ruling on what to do about John Gruden. And I could tell from the person that I spoke to that things were not right, and that John's future clearly was in jeopardy. And I think when we first heard about his first email on Friday, which the Wall Street Journal reported on, with him using a racial trope about Damaris Smith, everybody at that point knew that there were problems, major problems. And I think when the weekend came and went and John Gruden coached the game and nothing had happened, really, at least that we knew about, I think there were a lot of people that got angry and impatient about that. And so I got a call shortly before Monday Night Countdown, which started 6 Eastern, 4 Mountain Time, that said that the NFL was waiting to see what action the Raiders would take. And I said, well, this is unusual. This is something interesting. And I had spoken to another official about 2 hours before who felt like the issue was just going to come and go. So that one phone call right before the show told me this is going to be something. I could just feel it. I knew it. I told the producer of the show, we need to get to this topic as early as we can on the show and cover it as best we can. And then right when the show ended, the New York Times came out with a story that had the emails that detailed some of the racist, sexist, homophobic messages that John Gruden had sent. And the moment you saw that, you knew he was done. I mean, you just knew it. Like, there's no way he's going to survive that. And obviously, a short time later, the Raiders announced that he no longer would be coaching the team.
This story, Adam, and Adam Schefter is joining us, our ESPN NFL insider. It now has involved you yesterday, Adam, where you became entangled at involving these emails. I think obviously people, the listeners might be aware, but kind of just take it through what happened with that yesterday. And it looks, you know, you obviously, there was a statement issued by you through ESPN PR yesterday through on Twitter.
Yeah, essentially, there was a story that had an email of mine that I sent to Bruce Allen. During the CBA and the talks in the CBA, Bruce was at the bargaining table. I had asked him to review the information in the story to make sure it was accurate because it was a complex, complicated topic. Basically, in no way whatsoever, as I said, would I ever cede editorial control to anybody, even though Bruce did see the story. And so, obviously, that was the situation, and I feel like we addressed it yesterday. You know, my job is to be as thorough and as accurate as I can. That was a very complex topic. I did at that time what I felt like I need to understand and grasp the topic. And that's what happened.
Adam, moving on to this week here in Denver. Nobody was there and closer to documenting Mike Shanahan's tenure in Denver than you. And especially Mike Shanahan's focus on Raider Week around here. He's going to be honored and put into the Ring of Honor on Sunday, ironically enough, against the Raiders. When you look back on your time here and how close you were in writing the book with Mike Shanahan, can you adequately convey or properly put into perspective what it was like for him to try to make a statement against Al Davis's team every time he played them?
Well, obviously, it's fitting that he goes into the Ring of Honor against Al Davis, his former team. That obviously helped fuel Mike, drove him. You know, Al really was one of the first people to recognize how smart and advanced Mike was, hiring him as a head coach before a lot of people were aware of who Mike Shanahan was. And obviously, they developed a relationship that was not exactly great. And, you know, Mike always felt like Al didn't pay him the money he owed him, which the courts, I believe, backed up. And so there was always that rivalry that went on. And there was always that hate thing. And it was always something personal to Mike when they played the Raiders. So obviously it's only fitting that they play the Raiders on Sunday, the Broncos. You know, the other cool thing about this is, you know, it's against the Raiders, and it also happens to come during the 49ers bye week, so Kyle Shanahan could be there. So, I mean, think about what a perfect weekend it was. Like, that was meant to be. The 49ers bye comes on the weekend that the Broncos play the Raiders at home in a year where they're putting Mike into the Ring of Honor. Like, I mean, it worked out perfectly, the timing. So it'll happen this weekend, and it's overdue and well-deserved. And I would hope and think that Mike's next stop and next induction would be into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which I also think he's beyond worthy of.
Adam, Thursday Night Football, Tom Brady, Eagles. You were covering the NFL when I first broke in. You were at the Post. I was covering at the Longmont Daily Times call. You've seen Brady's career. You followed it closely as a Michigan man, Tom Brady, a former Michigan star. Does it ever cease to amaze you what he's doing? Now he's on pace for 6,000-plus yards at age 44.
Yeah, he's moving into the territory of Gordie Howe, Nolan Ryan, players who played well beyond their years. And he's doing it at a level that obviously makes him, you know, the greatest player of all time, more decorated, more championships, more numbers, records, everything. I mean, it's just, you know, nobody could have imagined this. I would venture to say that, you know, Tom Brady couldn't have imagined this. And so, it's incredible in so many levels. I really believe that, you know, the challenge for him now is not only winning and putting up his numbers, but also showing people that, you know, there are no limits for humans. And I think he wants to push the boundaries there, and he's done that.
Adam, let's bring it back to Denver this week with all that's gone on in Las Vegas. What do you expect from the Raiders coming in here under Rich Bisacci and then going forward for them, maybe just as important because of where this division stands at the moment and how important the division matchups are going to be, maybe even taking on extra importance this year with what the Chargers appear to be, what the Raiders and Broncos currently are, and the struggles the Chiefs have had. What are the Raiders going to bring this week, and long-term, what is it going to look like for that franchise?
I don't think that they know right now. I think, obviously, it was such a whirlwind week with so many unexpected events, and Rich Bisaccia takes over as the head coach. I think they're trying to figure it out, to be honest with you. So I think you go back to your strengths, and, you know, that's Josh Jacobs running the football and Derek Carr throwing it to Darren Waller, and you try to do those things and lean on that. But I don't know that they can answer that right now, Chad. This is pretty new to them.
Adam, we appreciate the time as always. I know it's been a crazy, busy week for you. Thanks for being upfront with us here. And the guys will be back next week. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
All right, Adam Schefter, our NFL insider from ESPN, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.